When was the last time you went through a drive-thru? Now, when was the last time you ordered fruits or vegetables from their menu? That's the problem we are facing every day. Unhealthy, processed foods are readily available at every street corner. But it's getting harder and harder to get whole, natural produce into our diets. That's why Balance of Nature exists. Balance of Nature is a special blend of fruits and vegetables chosen to provide the highest nutritional value possible. By taking just 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of all of the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Get fruits and veggies into your diet today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going online to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
It seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you have pesky little tapes like that come up. You know what I mean? Yeah, media's been controlled since the 50s. Really, the 40s. They had offerings, like Time Magazine was totally a controlled operation from the very, very beginning. Editor put in charge, good old Henry, member of the CFR. And it was really a propaganda tool disguised as a magazine. So you had offerings like that, Newsweek, all the rest. But this was the infiltration into the news networks, into CBS, that came up in the congressional hearings that you were just listening to in the 70s. And that's why the guy kept saying, can we talk about this in the executive section? Session. Because they didn't want to disclose a ton of it in the hearings. So, yeah, that's kept going. Has it gone away? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. What a show I have for you today. Let's kind of go up to date a little bit in some of the news stories that are sort of grabbing my attention today for various reasons. And some local stuff in this hour. You're welcome to call up. And then Henry Macko joins me. And boy, if you've ever been to henrymacko.com, you're going to see a lot about the Illuminati. You're going to see a lot about feminism. I would love his take on feminism. You know that. I can't stand a feminist. Don't ever put me in a room with a feminist. There's just nothing more gross than a feminist because they've just so distorted what a woman is now that it's just gross to me. And I'm pretty traditional, very traditional. And it's interesting that the fight today is when a feminist talks about it, it's I'm either, in your view, barefoot and pregnant, or I have a corporate job of worth. And it's like, Was womanhood dialed down to barefoot and pregnant? I don't think so. I think womanhood is an amazing journey and has enough power contained all within itself. It doesn't need additional power. You guys know how I feel about feminism. And he's very outspoken on it and has written a lot about it. And I am really grateful for people that speak out and say what a woman's role is, because I know people expect me, being a host of a show like this, to be very, very girl power. And I think it's the whole girl power mantra that's really ruining what women are. And the role has just been just annihilated. He actually, I think I read somewhere that he called it the psychological sterilization of the human female. And I have to agree that if he said that, I have that quote, but if he said that, I love it. He's right. So I'm going to ask him all about, we'll kind of go through a list, you know, the school shootings, Illuminati, Rothschilds, I mean, everything that I can possibly think of, I want him to comment on. So he's got a really interesting site. So let's talk about a few things. Number one, the Republican Party still won't put up a debate with Vickers and Patrick Larson. They'll do plenty for everybody else in Iron County and in Washington County, but they won't. They're refusing to do debates between Vickers and Larson. Why is that? Larson needs to win that seat. So why is it that they won't even do a debate? They say they don't have time. Hi, liars. You have plenty of time. Let's get it going. Or do you not want to show that you speak out of both sides of your mouth, Republican Party? Oh, yeah, that's probably right. Because, you know, today McConnell announced that they are going to, you know, concede with gun control. Yeah. They only need 10 of them to go the way of the Republicans, to go the way of the Democrats in order to take away more of your Second Amendment ability to defend yourself. And they're going along with it, and they're encouraging it. Did you guys know that? That was the big news today. So, great party, right? Got a big old excuse. Do you guys remember when McConnell went all in saying that he was for gun control back in 2019 when Trump was in? Remember when McConnell said that Trump needed to stay on script? I actually have that clip. He goes off script. We don't like that here. Oh, that's McConnell. McConnell's been in office forever, and it's gross. Yeah, they're gonna concede now because he said, in the wake of this, he did this last time, in the wake of a shooting that was manipulated. I added that part. We're going to now use that as the excuse to come up with gun control deals and concede to the other side. Isn't it fun when you see the parties for who they really are? You know, I know that Washington County Republicans are all in on doing the whole Juneteenth nightmare of a weird holiday that is. And the reason I say that is, if you want to celebrate that, okay, why is the Republican Party doing that? Is this their little ode to, see, we're not racist? They're not racist. So why do they need to do it? I don't understand this. And the Juneteenth thing seems like it's kind of taking over the July 4th, you know, Independence Day holiday. So that's kind of sad when I see that kind of manipulation going on. But they're all in for the Juneteenth. I'm not a fan of the Juneteenth. So I think it's the most ridiculous thing the Republican Party has done to try to, I don't know, get points. That's how I look at it. They're just getting points. They're trying to get points. But I think for the most part, Republicans are like, why are we doing this? What's going on with this? It's ridiculous. We ended slavery for the world. And now we're supposed to prove it with Juneteenth? Give me a break. This is a total liberal progressive movement. Stop being part of it, Republican Party. Knock it off. It just makes me sick. It makes me sick that they won't do a debate between Vickers, State Senator, and Patrick Larson. That makes me sick. What's wrong with you, Iron County? What's wrong with you, Washington County? Why are you guys not making sure that that happens? Are you not fair? I thought you wanted to consider yourselves fair. It's why you're doing the whole Juneteenth thing. But you won't have debates local for somebody like Patrick Larson who needs to be heard? What are you afraid of? Or are you bought by Vickers? Is Vickers have that much influence on you? I mean, let's just call it. That's what it looks like. So don't be scumbags and allow a debate to happen, right? Encourage it, facilitate it. Let's get it going. Or Patrick, go ahead and do a debate and then Vickers will look like a no-show. And we'll talk about it on the air. I'm tired of the lies coming from the parties. How gross are people? Really? I mean, come on. You need to vote for Patrick Larson. He's great. And he won't do the things that Vickers has done in office that are disgraceful. Did I mention that he tried to get me fired and then realize that I'm not employed by anybody? That's how gross he is. Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, I'm not a fan of Vickers. I think he is a little devilish kind of guy. And I think that you guys should realize that. And I think that he doesn't need to be in power is how I would go on that one. By the way, speaking of mealy mouth, little wuss bags and people in power that love power. And boy, this one loves power. All 4 foot three of them. Chris Stewart went over to visit with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Why? Why is he over there? Why is he visiting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia? He said it was to instill the relationship. We have a relationship. We have a relationship. We do their bidding and they do ours. What do you need to know? And why are you spending tax dollars to do it? Did you need a vacation? Then take a vacation. But don't go around sending emails out. Look at me. I went to go to Saudi Arabia. I'm only the congressman in this little section of Utah. But look at me. I'm world traveler, Chris Stewart, congressman. And for no apparent reason whatsoever, but to, quote unquote, instill a relationship, an ongoing one, because we do anything Saudi Arabia wants and they do anything we want. But he wants you to know he's spending your money to go travel there to have a nice tea with the Crown Prince. For what reason? Does anyone ever ask that anymore? Do we care? It's kind of like having a sister city. How stupid. How stupid is that? Knock it off. Oh my gosh, these people, they drive me crazy. And then of course he's running for dollars. Again, I got, you know, emails again today. Can I have more money from the Chris Stewart campaign? And I wrote back, no, you're a lying scumbag. But thanks for asking. I know, I'm not very nice today. I haven't put my nice hat on. By the way, today's show is powered by climate change. There's that. Yeah. I'm still banned from Facebook. I'm banned for a month. So if you try to friend me, message me, or I can't do anything on Facebook, but I will go into show notes today. I've had some trouble because my hosting company sort of banned the IP that I was on, and I had trouble posting on show notes, and that's why I haven't, and so I apologize. But that will be soon, you know, fixed. So I have some comments on the turnaround of what's going on in Ukraine, a little bit about the shooting, a little bit more added onto the pile. I will be right back. Stay with me. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Michael Milty here for hearingandbraincenters.com. Arbitrary, an adjective meaning relating to a decision made by a court or legislature that lacks a grounding in law or fact. Everything our dictators do is based on some arbitrary principle or value. They determine what poverty is, what wealth is. They determine what food insecurity is, what racism is. They determine our health needs. They determine how we may use our property. They determine arbitrarily almost everything now. Our answer to this is the only one we have left, nullification. Learn to say in large groups at every public meeting this simple phrase, "We will not comply." Uncle Milty here for hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023, hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
chasing my tail instead of my dream. Life's just a game, but you play it for keeps. The world is kind, the world is cruel. The world you find depends on you. When did I stop believing? Wake me from this sleep. Wake me from this sleep. Save me from these dreams. When did I stop believing?
Love it. That is Jason Manns. He's got some great music, great covers, got a beautiful voice. When Did I Stop Believing? It's a great song. It was part of a soundtrack I listened to, and I loved it. And so Jason Manns, M-A-N-N-S, fantastic music. I also wanted to mention Garage Doors Only. Make sure you get over to them. Best of Southern Utah, several years in a row now. And just to say, you know, Nevada, Utah, you're lucky to have Garage Doors Only on Bluff Street, 435-868-1200. 435-868-1200. You have to dial the 435. And no matter if you're here or not. And I love these guys. They're really good at what they do. Garage Doors Only. They only do garage doors. So easy, right? And they have the best ones. So make sure you get over there. I also love Beehive Rentals. You guys rock. You're fantastic. And boy, you have everything from air compressors to backhoes to, I mean, you name it, they've got it. And they've got the best equipment to rent and the most affordable prices. I mean, you can rent something and then have like the, you know, however much time for free after you've rented. I mean, they just do some really stellar deals and they're in your court and they're locals. And I love that. So I love Patriots. So Beehive Rental, big shout out to you. Same with, well, there's all kinds of companies. Same with ABC, Auto Body Central. They're fantastic too. So ABC, Auto Body Central, give them a call. You'll love them. You'll love them. They're fantastic. What can I say? I just think ABCs. If you get in an accident, go with them. They're that good. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. I wanted to talk about Chris Stewart over there in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
This man is so wicked, hardly anybody has any idea how wicked he is, just as bad as Biden. You know, Biden said he was going to end the America proxy war on Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that war is basically an America war on an innocent country.
It is.
And over at the end of last year, 377,000 have died, reportedly. 94,000 children have died through either direct bombings, through blockading medicines and food. And it's a war that America is basically fighting. The only involvement with Saudi Arabia is their pilots.
Right.
And America is training the pilots. They're providing the planes. They're providing the parts. They're providing everything to attack this innocent country. And the reason I thought about it just this morning was we hear all these people say, I can't even think about those children that died in Texas. What? But yet they have no caring about the 94,000 children that have died at the hands of America, the Biden and Trump administration, and people like Chris Stewart that backs it. Why isn't he denouncing this war? Why isn't he denouncing it to Saudi Arabia? Why isn't he exposing America's funding it, basically?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time everybody changed their Facebook profile to Yemen, because they don't. We're taught what to care about. And that's why I have the liner coming into the show, Selective Outrage, because we're taught. Yeah.
You know, if we really do have a heart for children, why aren't we denouncing our taxpayer dollars, our candidates that we're putting in office, Republicans and Democrats, that are supporting all this?
I know. And then, of course, they're all conceding on gun control.
You know what they're saying? It's a red flag they're going after.
Yeah.
Of course, that is completely unconstitutional, but that's who cares about the Constitution.
Well, Ibsen here is backing it. Senator, state, I don't want to give him more credit than a state senator. He's a lowly state senator, but he is backing red flags to the hilt.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the newspaper.
Both parties have been backing red flag.
Yep.
I mean, Trump backed them too.
Uh-huh.
But red flags are even worse than just direct gun control, because it goes after the people that will stand up and be paid patriots, because all they have to do is have something anonymous, and they don't even have to, they can make it up. Said, oh, somebody called in and said that you're dangerous, so we're taking away your guns, and forget the law, forget the Constitution.
I agree with you. Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it. In fact, you're wondering why I speak out about the right so much. It's because they deserve it. Not only are they preventing you from having a debate between awful Evan Vickers, the awful, and I mean horrid state senator, and the person that should have his job, Patrick Larson, they're preventing a debate. What does that tell you about your own party? I'm a Republican, and I'm willing to call these people out. The Iron County Republican Party, shame on you. You should be embarrassed. And often, Washington County should be pretty embarrassed. I mean, my gosh, you guys, Juneteenth, really? I mean, anyway, don't even get me started. Plus, they all back Stewart and lick his boots, and nobody will call him out. I respect the Republicans that will call out their own, because then I know they're not tribal, okay? I'm tired of the tribe. Get out of the tribe mentality. Do you guys realize that if we win, and I say that in quotations, midterms, what does it mean if they're already conceding on gun control? What does it mean if you win? Nothing happens. Oh, I swear that I've met so many idiotic Republican Party lovers that go, we just need to win. We just got to win. What do you win, Bob? Ginsu knives? I mean, come on already. Everybody should be outraged at this. Winning won't mean anything if it doesn't mean anything. If you get in and the win gets you nowhere, where's our active fight for liberty? Where is your active fight against this new world order? Where is it? Because I don't see it. And I'm willing to call it out. And I'm willing to call BS. I am. And I'm willing to say, you guys look foolish. And you look like you're hiding when you don't do a debate for the state senator. You absolutely look like you're licking his boots. Are you? Iron County? Are you Washington County? Come on. You guys deserve to be called out again and again and again for foolish and ridiculous and dishonorable things that you do. And when you lick Chris Stewart's boots after he gets back and goes, I just went over to Saudi Arabia to instill a relationship. What does that even mean? Why are they doing that? Why can't the Republican parties go, why are you doing this? Because it's a tribe. It's a tribe. The tribe mentality has got to stop. Oh, it just makes me so angry. Don't even get me started. I swear this hour, I didn't want it to be a rant because I got a lot of mailbag to get to. Hi, caller. I'm sorry. But I just, it ticks me off when people act dishonorable. I don't like it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I just have a question that you can answer off air.
Uh-huh.
What the heck happened to Burgess Owens? Every email
I get has
his name attached with it.
Yeah.
What the heck happened to him?
He got in with Chris Stewart, and Chris Stewart is like his mentor, and he'll do whatever Chris Stewart says. That's what happened.
That was a friend of mine.
Yep.
Yeah, we lost a good one.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. We lost
him. Thank
you. But we kind of knew that because on race, he's great. But anything else, he doesn't, I don't think, I mean, I kind of knew that he wasn't going to take a stand on a lot of stuff and didn't have that level of backbone. Sorry. I mean, I'm only being fair on this. I just never thought that he had the backbone. I even told his campaign manager that. I said, I'm worried. I'm really worried. He's great on race, but anything else, you know. So there's that. And so here's the mailbag. So this is this was 2 days ago. Listen to this.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is drawing major backlash from remarks that he made about Ukraine at the World Economic Forum. Kissinger suggested that Ukraine cede territory to make peace with Ukraine.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, voila, poof, it's like a magic trick. Little 4'3" Kissinger is rolled out on a cart now and says, you know, this is your world order command. And then bought and paid for puppetry, Zelensky just said, and this came from Gerald Celente, just said the reality is that he has to now speak with Putin for a peaceful resolution in Ukraine. This guy's such a puppet, bought and sold, Zelensky. What a crap house that guy is. In his little S&M gear and his high heels, trotting around. They all are. Look at Klaus Schwab and his pasties. I mean, Interesting group of atheists. Anyway, yeah, Zelensky, don't buy a single word of it. I love that he keeps showing up in fatigues, though. That's always fun to watch as he tries to manipulate the entire world into the fact that he's a hero and he's not. So the order came down from Kiss My Rear, and he listens. And of course, now he's going, yeah, now I got to go talk to Putin. Oh, okay. That was quick. That only took 48 hours. That was awesome. I also wanted to mention that authorities are now investigating if retired federal agent knew of the Buffalo mass shooting plans in advance. You really think that totally fat guy moved around a subway like he did with all the gear and everything? Anyone that believes that story about that guy doing it, I'm sorry, something's really wrong. He couldn't do it if he wanted to. The guy couldn't even tie his shoes. And also, now I'm a little, okay, so this is hitting me really weird in the last 24 hours. So I thought I would share this with you, is, this whole, throwing the cops under the bus in the press. So here was another big, huge, because when anything comes out of mainstream, you should worry about it because they're not being honest. Texas police, on live TV confirms cops went in for their own kids, wouldn't let the parents go in for those other kids. But if you listen, when the parents are going crazy to go get their kids and they say there's shooting happening, there is no shooting happening in the audio. You guys realize that? Very weird. And then now they're throwing the police under the bus. So there's two things going on. Either one, they're trying to manipulate the public into, any of you that think it didn't happen because you never saw gurneys, you never saw kids fleeing the school, you never saw anything you're supposed to see in a scene like this. So if you think it didn't happen, and we know the timeline didn't figure, then now you're convinced that it did happen, right? Because now we're throwing the police under the bus and the police prevented the kids from getting out of the school. Okay. Or it's real and they allowed the kids to all be shot up. So there's that too. But usually it's a diversion. Usually it's that I want to divert anger and attention to this. We're going to throw them under the bus. And it could be to replace cops with a more federal force all the time. Like, see, the Border Patrol needed to be there and don't question it. Don't question the fact that ICE was there because, you know, you could probably tie the shooter into ICE and maybe he worked for them, kind of thing. They don't want you to go there. So there's a couple of reasons why I think they're throwing or could be throwing the police under the bus, but they're doing it pretty hardcore in mainstream. So you should probably think about why they're doing that. There's usually a motive. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. Two men stopped me the other day and pulled their guns out. I looked at them and said, "You guys are going to be in real trouble because the president has vowed to do something about gun violence and crime." The last thing I remember was laughter and a sharp pain on my head. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com. 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And nobody calls you on the phone. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying?
Oh, I love it.
Here I am.
Jason Manigan. Mans. Jason Mans. Love it. I was going through guitar music last night, and I've been camping a lot, and I was going through this song. Just great memories, right? Who doesn't love to sing around a campfire? I mean, come on. So I'm just bulking up the book, you know. And I love this song. So I thought I'd play it. Welcome back to the show. And if I offend you, I don't care. I really don't. I'm not going to shut up because you can't hear things that you don't like to hear. I mean, so what? If you're offended, turn the dial. But I'm going to bring up things that probably other talk show hosts in the conservative realm are not saying. I'll tell you that much. I always get really ticked off when people don't say things. And I know they know more than they do. And I'm talking about some of the biggest ones. I know they know more. I've even worked for a few. And I'm telling you, some things just aren't said. And it always makes me sad because I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could, like, not say what's on my mind. So there's a couple of things. A friend of mine pointed out to me, and I have to say I'm agreeing with it. They kept saying that Uvalde is 90% Hispanic. The news did, but the people showing up, I mean, when they look around the vigils, they're all white. A lot of them, 90%. That's kind of an interesting take. Another interesting thing is that, like I said, they're throwing the cops under the bus. That's an interesting one. They usually don't do that. The chief of police sent out a letter saying, look at us. And we had somebody injured in gunfire. So therefore, don't look at anything the press is saying. We're doing great here. Great job. But the police are being thrown under the bus. That's just usually not a tactic. So that's kind of interesting. What policeman's going to stand there if they know kids are getting shot up, or they didn't know because maybe it was a drill? It actually makes more sense that this storyline, that many people involved thought it was a drill, the way that it's being played out in the press, right? The cops would prevent somebody from going in if they thought it was a drill happening, wouldn't they? Okay. The timelines would be weird, weird tweets sent out at weird times, right in the middle of the shooting saying everything's fine at Robb Elementary. We're the elementary school. Everything's great here. It just kind of sounded like people were trying to follow a script and then realized that something crept in that wasn't part of the script. That's just how it's looking to me. And maybe I'll eat those words in a week. I don't know. But that's how it seems. It just seems like everything's kind of wonky. And then the FBI came out and went, oh, yeah, the timeline-ish, it's kind of loose-ish. And we might have to reconstruct that a little bit, even though we were totally sure it was 11:32 and it was time-stamped and everything. But he crashed the car 10 minutes before that. Nobody could get to him, but the Border Patrol was right there. And the Border Patrol heard the crackling on the radio to go. Although I don't know that they would be part of the same system of radio, would they? I don't know. Just seemed a little opportunistic that they show up. Okay. Also, they keep mentioning this statement in all the articles now. While the AK-47 gained fame as a Soviet-era machine gun, there are semi-automatic versions of the rifle that are legal for private ownership in the U.S. You're going to see that a lot. So just so you know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yes. One thing I noticed, I think an agenda that might be going on is they are disparaging the local, state, and county police.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see anything being thrown at the federal involvement.
You're exactly right. See, they did everything right, but local police bungle, and so therefore more feds need to be at the scenes of everything?
Bingo.
Yep.
Let me throw another dot on there that might connect to that. Remember after the January 6th, whatever they call it, how they really rolled out Capitol Police and were wanting to basically put Capitol Police stationed at every congressional district.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a federal police that they're trying to roll out.
Yeah.
So,
and they already did this.
It could be possible there's...
They already did this with SWAT. So SWAT in the 70s was only supposed to be at the most heinous of things, right? That the cops couldn't control. But now they show up at
That's
everything,
right.
But they always say it's for training, which I don't know how much training can happen, but obviously a lot, because if you're SWAT, like Uvalde has 15,000 people, but a 9-person SWAT team. Now, a lot of people go, well, Uvalde's dangerous. It's by the border. It's in Texas. Lots of illegal activity going on. I do think the shooter worked for ICE. That would be my biggest guess in all of this. And that the shooter had no training to blow kids' heads off. And that's why they are asking for DNA samples, because they can't recognize any of the kids. They actually used that tactic at Sandy Hook so they could have closed caskets, because everybody was wondering why everything was closed off to the public. And there was nothing seen by anybody, which was a really strange thing to happen. And so I'm just trying to connect all these dots, because we've seen some of these things before. But he wasn't trained enough to do that with that kind of a weapon, I would imagine, at 18, right?
Yeah, and you're connecting dots like no other, Kate, so well, keep it up.
Thanks. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Very crazy. There's some really... I'm sorry, but you... in order to do that, the person has to be absolutely still. I mean, I'm sorry, the scenario just doesn't shake out. It doesn't. And if you can't answer the questions I'm putting out, don't just be offended by what I say. Answer my questions. That, why isn't the timeline shaking out? Why does everything seem very strange with this? Why were the Border Patrol, the ICE, right there to handle everything and get in the shootout with him? Why didn't they... If they were in the scene, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. They run to the scene, blah, blah, blah. They're right there. Wow, what a coincidence that is. And all of a sudden they go, oh, okay, the cops are here. We'll move away because the local cops need to handle this. Why did they jump in and cast the local cops out? Nothing makes sense about this whole thing. I do think it was a drill. Nobody saw the kids leave. No gurneys, no ambulances were lined up. No buses for the kids to take them anywhere. The media was there. Everybody was there. The cops were there. Where was all of that taking place? It wasn't. It wasn't taking place. So there's a problem. And then, of course, now two more boys arrested plotting AK-47. Of course, AK-47, that Soviet-style gun that they keep mentioning, massacre. So you know that this is going to be the big problem. I mean, they're really going after now certain guns. I did get kind of a warning that from somebody that, are you sure you want to, you know, talk about all this? Because are they going to bring in UN police, martial law? I've heard that so many times. I don't think I really... yeah, at some point they will. I don't think over this. All they'll do is concede the... Not all they'll do, but they'll go ahead and take away your Second Amendment as much as they possibly can as Republicans so that they can concede to this tragedy, right? Because this is just one kid less than Sandy Hook, they're saying, right? Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Kind of. Go ahead.
Oh, I've been watching what I can. It's overblown, and there's so much footage. But one thing, maybe you could shed some light on this, the footage that I've been seeing multiple, you know, on the ground, all these guys running around, SWAT team helmets and body armor and big rifles and, you know, like, why did they need all these troops? What's going on?
Yeah, the militarization going on.
What happened? Can you explain that?
I can't.
I'm sure you know.
I can't.
You can?
I can't.
Oh, good.
Thank you. I wish I could. I think you said you can. I can't. I don't know why all the troops. I don't know why the troops were at the schools constantly. Why are they there if there's no threat to anything? What would be the precursor to make the troops want to go in? Like the SWAT team, the 9-person SWAT team in full tactical gear that goes and visits the school in February and maps out the location. They did that at Parkland. I mentioned that yesterday. Why? Also, let's see here. This was interesting, too. This was from a listener. My strong feeling is that the recalled cheese, okay, contains milk, right? Which was kind of a weird thing. I mean, duh. But they did this big recall. Is any of this recall stuff, is it off the books to go to the DUMBS, the DUMS? All of those facilities they've been building since the 1940s underground? Like the facility under in Colorado that's like eight levels deep or even more? Is that like cover for food to disappear in large quantities? I don't know. It was a kind of an interesting comment, I thought. I get a lot of interesting comments in my mailbag, but I just thought that was kind of interesting. And I should probably do a whole show on the DUMS because they've been, like I said, day and night building these things since 1940s underground. And a lot of people think that people that stand up to the government will be sent to these, the little subterranean areas of America. The Black Projects sidestep the authority of Congress. The black projects is what they're called, which is illegal. And these deep underground military bases underneath Denver International Airport. Like I said, 8 levels deep. It's no coincidence that CIA relocates the headquarters of its domestic division, which is responsible for the operations in the United States, from the Langley headquarters to Denver. That was constructed in 1995. And that is the creepiest airport I've ever been to. Strange airport. Masonic symbols everywhere, bizarre artwork of dead babies and apocalyptic scenes. I mean, the big white horse you go in, like, just crazy. Can't make that up. Are there more than 120 of these deep underground military bases under most major cities? We've done a lot on the show about underground tunnels and underground things, and it's funny that people turn kind of this weird eye, what? And they don't realize that this has been going on for a very long time. Do they have train systems? That's what's being said. I mean, I don't know if you can just kind of scratch that off as nothing. There's the base in New Mexico under that small town. Starts with a D. Dulce. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway. So, just, you know, the Greenbrier facility, the White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, there's just a lot of them. Don't know if you can ignore them completely. So, you know, I always wonder if missing kids end up down there too. I mean, I've always wondered that since I started doing radio. Do you know what state has the most missing children? Because often I've thought about sometimes when things happen in the United States, I've often wanted to cross-check pictures of missing with the pictures that we get told are in certain events. I think that'd be kind of interesting to see if there's any similarities there. But Virginia, isn't that interesting where all the government is? Where all the heads of these government departments, CIA, all of these things. It's interesting that that's the state that has the most missing kids in America all the time. Do you think that's a coincidence? I don't believe in that. I'm not a coincidence theorist. I'm also not a corruption denier. So there's that. Just really look at some of these things. There's some similarities going on with what Sandy Hook was. And remember, that was the same exact year. Sandy Hook was the first in the last whole decade of the Smith-Mundt Act being added onto that they could feed us complete and utter lies in our press and never be held accountable. That it was basically like opening up the coffers of lying, and they could get away with it and they could heap it on us. 2012 onward was the re-upping of the Smith-Mundt Act. It used to be to foreign news, and then they made it legal that they could do it here in the United States to us. Now, think about everything in the last decade, because if you go into any kind of mass shootings or anything like that, there really wasn't any mass shootings. It was more like target directed to one person in a school, like somebody with revenge and that. We didn't get the lone gunman between 18 and 29 goes into a school just to shoot it up until really the last 20 years we've seen that happen, and the last 10 on steroids. So just think about that, because that was 10 years ago, Smith-Mundt Act. Just kind of put those pieces together, if you will. I will be right back with Henry Macko, and you're not going to want to miss this. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.